Welcome to episode 53 of the Llama Buddy Podcast, your source for Fortnite news with me, your Llama Buddy. This week, there's a decent amount of news to talk about. But first, I have to ask, have you ever wanted to be a member of the Bounty Hunters Guild? Did you see Boba Fett and think, I want to live that life? This is your opportunity to do that. Mando's Bounty is a new LTM where you too can be a member of the Bounty Hunters Guild. You'll need to hunt down players and collect coins. If you rank in the top though, watch out, because Mando will be hunting you down. If you can hold on to the top spot in this LTM, you will unlock a Beskar umbrella, and you can float into the island in true Bounty Hunter style. There's also a couple new weapons on the island. Remedy has the first one. It's called the Chug Cannon. It's basically a bandage bazooka, but with chug splash. It's pretty cool, and if you're playing with teammates, it could be really useful. Fish Sticks also has a new weapon, the Burst Quad Launcher. That's right, it's a quad launcher that shoots bursts. It shoots two rockets per pull of the trigger, and there's four bursts every time you reload. So it's two new weapons and a new LTM, which is pretty awesome. Now, we know that Fortnite patched the pay-to-win skin, the superhero skin, where you can make it all black and basically be a shadow. Well, it looks like they didn't patch it well enough. There is a way to still use the all-black skin. It involves a bunch of steps, and I'm pretty sure that it'll be patched relatively soon. But if you see this happening, that would explain it. People figured out a way around the patch to prevent it from being all-black. Alright, that's the news for this week. I'm really excited to play more of Mando's Bounty. It's a fun mode. And before we get into the quests, let's hear from our sponsor for this episode. Alright, let's talk about the quests for week 10. This week, the quests are very straightforward, and they're really not hard. It may just take a little bit of time to complete them. The first quest is to use 3 consumables. That's right, just eat 3 pieces of food. After that, you'll need to get an elimination with a common weapon. Now, this one may be a challenge because you might forget to use a common weapon, but it shouldn't be too hard. You also need to go for a swim at Lazy Lake and dance near Pleasant Park. Again, so far, these are really straightforward challenges. They're just going to take a little bit of time. Even the next one, it's to deal 300 melee damage. That's probably the hardest challenge this week, in my opinion. I think that's even harder than the legendary challenge. You'll need to upgrade 3 weapons and also eliminate 5 IO guards. Those are the challenges this week. The legendary challenge is to destroy sofas, beds, or chairs. Now, you will have to destroy 20, 40, 60, 80, and 100 of these to complete all levels of this challenge. Like I said, it might take a while, but it's pretty straightforward. Just land somewhere with buildings and go in and destroy some sofas, beds, or chairs. So that's it for quests this week. I mean, there's not much to talk about. They're really easy. The news, I'm excited for the new weapons to try them out a bit more. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. If you like this show, tell your friends. And if you didn't, well, you could always tell your enemies. It'd still help me out. Until next time. I'm your Llama Buddy, signing off.